As I stated a little earlier about our time today in the Word, I found myself praying, having been away this week at a conference with some other leaders and some people that are involved in businesses and owning businesses and different things. And the conversation was on a much larger level or scale around how do we as the church impact the world, change the world? How do we shift the trajectory? How do we shift the direction even of America? And it still comes down to the church. It still comes down to the kingdom of God in operation. Are we, have we been doing our part to bring about the change, to bring about the righteous standard that should be seen in the earth today? And if truth be told, in some ways we have, in other ways we haven't. And so we're in this season that some would say is catch up. We're kind of like in that the movie The Endgame with the Avengers. How many of you saw that movie Avengers, The Endgame? That's kind of like where we're at. We're at the endgame. And there's this mobilization that's happening to bring about an alignment to cause a greater manifestation of the kingdom of God in the earth. But I found myself thinking about our time and being together and trying to navigate through not just what I've heard and seen, but where we are and where we need to go. And I was reminded as I was praying this morning of a thought, a message that I have shared that's relevant for us right now. And I shared the thought earlier. It's walking confidently, consistently, and courageously in kingdom authority. Over the last few weeks, I have been talking about the kingdom of God is still open for business. The kingdom of God is still open for business. I believe the reason God gave me that phrase is to help us understand that the world and its systems cannot stop the church. The world and its systems cannot stop the kingdom of God. It can't say to the church, to the kingdom, we need you to stop until this pandemic is over. Doesn't work that way, not for the church. Now, because we live in the world and we are in human bodies, we need to do what we know to do to take care of ourselves, to keep ourselves safe and others safe as well. But when it comes to walking out kingdom and you and I being the church, the body of Christ in the earth, we've got to maintain a place consistent in our walking. Amen. Consistent in our walking. We need to be able to be in a place where we are confident in our walking. I was looking just at a couple definitions before I came up. The word confidence, a feeling or consciousness of one's powers or of reliance on one's circumstances. Confidence. You know, confidence is an interesting dynamic because depending on how you are walking out that confidence, Georgia, others can see it and call it arrogance. And yet, hear me, we are required to walk out our faith confidently. Say confidently. Yeah. We're here to walk it out with a knowing that we know. That's confidence. Confidence. Knowing that we know. It's like, we all have seen the Olympics. And we see those who have trained and those that have given themselves to the preparation and going through the trials, going through the different various meets that qualify them. And then they arrive where they're chosen to go to the Olympics. Those that are chosen to go to the Olympics, who are they? They are considered the best of the best. They are considered the best of the rest. They are the ones who are chosen to represent their country on the world platform. And so You know when you watch it and you see the parade of the nations when they're coming into the arena. You remember, you see those and they're marching in and they got their flag and they're marching in. How many of you think that possibly there's somebody that's marching in that's a part of that team that's thinking, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what I was thinking. That ain't where they're at. Every person walking in that arena is like, yeah, I'm here. I'm the guy. I'm the lady. I'm the one. You need to keep your eyes on me, because in just a matter of time, you're going to see me on that podium, and I won't be bronze and I won't be silver. I'm going to be gold. Now, everybody that comes in with that level of confidence, or else they wouldn't be there. No boxer fighter enters a ring and he's waiting for that bell to ring. They're like, I don't know if I should be doing this. Every person that enters that ring walks in that ring with the confidence that I'm the one that's going to be holding up the belt at the end of this, by way of knockout or by way of the decision. That's confidence. That's confidence. There's a place that we must walk in this season. We must walk confidently, consistently, and courageously in kingdom authority. You see, what many are being presented with right now is the opportunity to walk out what you've been talking about. You see, that's where I found myself a good while ago. Because you can preach messages and God can grace you to bring forth that word, but then you're going to be challenged with the opportunity to walk it out. And that's a reality that happens in all of our lives on a very personal level and even on a corporate level. Jesus, as he walked the earth, he established himself in authority. He did it confidently. He did it consistently. He did it courageously. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 7, in verse 28, it says this. The result was that when Jesus had finished these words, teaching, the multitudes were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, not as the scribes. As one who had authority, not as the scribes. Meaning that Jesus was sharing in a way that even though there were others teaching something similar or maybe even the same thing, there was something about him that caused them to recognize there's some weight behind what he's saying. I want you to understand that everything in your life has been in your life to produce some metal and some weight in your life so that you can speak to some things and you don't have to holler. You can say it very gently, but there's weight in there's weight and authority in what you're saying. It's not unlike as a parent, you have that small child and they're acting out and you just say, you better sit down. And they're making their way right to that seat or wherever, because there's weight and authority in just those words, or just sit down. Everything that happens in our lives, God uses that to bring us into a place of being confident in him, consistent in our walk with him, our faith, and then into a place of being courageous in it. Often, hear me now, often after seasons of testings is your opportunity to step into that greater level of confidence and authority. And if I can say this to you right now, what God is doing is bringing to the surface those who have been willing to go through the processes. And as I shared with you some time ago, that a prophetic word I got when the person said to me, the stripes on your back are now becoming stripes on your shoulder, meaning you've been promoted, you've been elevated now. Many will say to me, I see you as a general in the faith. Now, I see you as a general. What you say, your word carries weight. And I'm telling you, just as I said on last week with the seven sons of Sceva, you remember we were talking about that? I think it's around Acts 19, where they tried to cast out a devil and they said, Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but who are you? Basically, the enemy, spiritual forces know the level of authority you walk in. Hear me now. They know the level of authority that's available to you, hoping that you never know about that authority and really begin to walk in it. But I want you to recognize that where we find ourselves right now is God is allowing things that you have walked through. He really has been preparing you in order for you to now step into the place of being confident, walking consistently and courageously in kingdom authority. Because the day now is over of people just quoting the word with no authority in it. Nothing to back it up. That's why when they're saying here, this man, he teaches as one with authority, not as the scribes, meaning those who have no weight in what they're saying. And what the world needs now, yes, it needs love. That was just that part. I felt that. What the world needs now. What the world needs now is believers who will rise up in power and authority, unashamed, unapologetic, and step into that place and just be who we're called to be. I've been walking around and for years, and people will say, you know, oh, he's arrogant. No, I've just found a place of confidence in God. And I can't fool around with you because ain't nothing you can do for me in light of what he wants to do for me and what he's going to do for me. So I can't go there with you. If I need to be humbled, God knows how to humble me. All he got to say is, sit down. I'm one of them kids. I don't need the belt. I don't need the switches. I don't need the loud voice. My parents used to say that about me, and my siblings used to tease me about that. Yeah, all you got to do is raise your voice, and John will start crying. Well, yeah, that's me. That's me. And all my dad has to say is, sit down. I'm going to find a seat. But I know what it means to walk in a place of confidence. Last week, God said, I need you to walk in the place of confidence now. So you're going to be around some people that you've never been around before. But I'm moving you into a new place. I need you to walk in the confidence of who I've called you to be, not who anybody else thinks that you are. The world right now needs a steady voice of authority, needs a steady voice of reason. And that voice is supposed to come from you and I. Many of us miss the opportunity of finding that place of walking confidently, consistently, and courageously in kingdom authority. We miss the place of God developing us to bring us into a place of confidence because we misinterpret why we're going through what we're going through. It's not for your demise. It's for your making. It's for your promotion. And when you find yourself dealing with the weighty matters, it's because God has something he wants to do in you, through you, for those around you, and it also has something to do with where he wants to take you. And so there is the season of testing. It's in Luke chapter 4 where Jesus is led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. We know that story and how he was tested. But we can't lose sight of what happened after he came out. It says this, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Okay? It says Jesus full, going back to verse 1, Jesus full of the Spirit returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So let me just pause right there for just a moment. And because see, you can be full of the Spirit, but not walking in the power of the Spirit. He's full of the Spirit, and it's the Spirit that leads him into the wilderness, leads him into that place of testing, leads him into that place of preparation. But once he passed the tests, once you pass the tests, You move from being full of the Spirit to now walking in the power of the Spirit. And Jesus returned, I'm back at verse 14, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. Now, verse 16, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as was the custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And he opened the book and he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." Verse 20. And he closed the book, gave it to the attendant, sat down, and the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Now, if there was any moment for somebody to feel like, man, he's just as arrogant as, who does he think he is? As a matter of fact, there were those there who said, wait a minute, ain't this Mary and Joseph's boy? But his wilderness experience was the last preparation before stepping in to his ministry, his kingdom assignment. But what he exudes is the confidence, walking confidently, consistently, courageously in kingdom authority. If there ever was a time we need believers to be confident, it's right now. You've got to be confident that God is a keeper. You've got to be confident that God is a healer. You've got to be confident that God is a restorer. You've got to be confident that God is a redeemer. You've got to be confident that he can save. You've got to be confident that he can protect. You've got to be confident, or else you and I will walk around like everybody else when the answer is on the inside of you. That's why I say, if you're going to wear a mask that says something. Jesus says or something. I mean, I wear some when I go out. I was on the plane, I had to wear it the whole time. My only thought was, man, I wish I'd have had something on this mask. I've still been trying to do the mask, same faith, same God. You know, I got it on the hat, but can't you see, you know, you're walking around with a mask on, people are same faith, same God. Okay. That's the message. That's my message. That's my message. Same faith, same God. But I hear the Lord saying, the same confidence, the same authority that you see in Christ is the same confidence and the same authority that I'm calling you to walk in right now. Right now, how many of you have confidence in God? Yeah, or you wouldn't be sitting here. It's that confidence that needs to be demonstrated to those that you come in contact with that helps them again to see something different about you. Something different about how you are walking it out. He says, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. I believe for every born again believer, there are moments, say moments. Moments, plural. There are moments when you are walking in a situation, you are in a situation where I believe the word of the Lord to you is, you were born for such a time as this. And you need to be able to walk in and say, I was born for such a time as this. My very existence is about this moment right now. That's not arrogance. That's confidence. That's confidence in the word of God. That if God in Jeremiah 1 can speak to Jeremiah and says, before you were born, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I called you to the nations. If God is that particular, then that tells me there are defining moments in every one of our lives when he helps us to recognize you were born for such a time as this. You were born for this situation. You were born to be the answer to this right here that's going on. You were born to be the solution to this situation that's going on right here. You see, you've got to begin to think that way. So that's why I said, you got to get down on the inside of you. The virus is real, but the rhetoric is demonic. Because the rhetoric and the narrative have been put out there to bring about fear in the hearts of any and everybody. And unfortunately, it has impacted the church, the body of Christ. Walking confidently, consistently, courageously in kingdom authority. Walking confidently, consistently, courageously in kingdom authority. One of the definitions for consistent, marked by harmony, regularity, or steady continuity, free from variation or contradiction. I like that. Can someone look at you and be able to and say, you know, I can tell you one thing about them, they're consistent. Even if they're consistently wrong, they're consistent. Hopefully it's not that, but they're consistent. Whenever you see them, they're going to always be talking faith. Whenever you see them, they're always going to be ready to give you a good word. Whenever you see them, they're always going to be depressed. Whenever you see them, whatever it is. I just threw that out there to get y'all's attention. We know we ain't trying to go there, right? But what I'm talking about is confidently, consistently, consistently, consistently. Jesus was consistent. Jesus was consistent. He modeled consistency. That's what he is requiring of you and I, to walk in that same place. All that Jesus did exemplified authority and power. And in the times we live right now, that's exactly where we need to be. It's exactly where you need to be. I submit to those that have been a part of Heirs for any length of time, I believe that I've taught you well. Amen. How to live kingdom. How to live kingdom. How to live kingdom. I believe I've shared principles with you to help you to know how to navigate through the things that's going on in your life. Assess the situation. Accept the challenge that the situation presents. Access the power of the kingdom and actively engage in the matter. I've taught you principles that I believe when you act on them, it produces the kingdom results. But it's time for all of us now to step into this place and be able to hear past the rhetoric. I still hear your voice loud and clear. Above the noise, loud and clear. I still hear your voice. I still hear that small whisper that says, do this, don't do that. And hearing that voice is what brings us into that place of walking confidently, consistently, courageously. Courageously. I've shared that definition. Courage, the attitude of facing and dealing with anything perceived as dangerous, difficult, painful, or different instead of withdrawing from it. Courage, the attitude of facing and dealing with anything perceived as dangerous, difficult, painful, or different instead of withdrawing from it. Our courage rests upon and is sustained by the word of God. It is the word of God in our life, the steady meditation of the word that keeps you and I strong and keeps us resolute in walking out our faith. That's why in Joshua chapter 1, let's see, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. That's why in Joshua chapter 1, God says to Joshua, this is how you're going to stay confident. This is how you're going to stay consistent. And this is how you're going to be courageous. Verse 5, Joshua 1, verse 5 says, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. How many of you know that's a great promise right there? That's a great promise. How many of you know you have that promise? Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We have that promise. Verse 6, he says this, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I have swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all of the law or the word which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left so that you may have success wherever you go. Now you gotta get that. That's conditional. He's saying your success is connected to you staying in my word. Your success is connected to not turning from the right or to the left. Your success is staying right with me, right in the word. Then he says this, verse 8, this book of the law or the word shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. You shall meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then. Mm-hmm, there it is. Now, earlier it was so that. Now it's for then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, he would not say, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, unless he already knew you're going to deal with some things. You're going to see some things. You're going to have to handle some things. That's why in the scriptures where it says, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, but you have need of patience that after you've done the will of the Father, you might receive the promise. That's written to help you and I understand there's going to be some things you're going to have to patiently navigate through. And trust God while it's coming together. Be strong, courageous, courage, the attitude of facing and dealing with anything perceived as dangerous, difficult, painful, or different, instead of withdrawing from it. You and I, we look at things, we see things just as others see things as well. Our challenge is, our opportunity is to be able to see it, though, through a different lens. Because you see, you remember that when Moses sent out the spies. He sent out the 12 spies. 10 came back with one report. 2 came back with another report. But they all saw the same thing. They all saw the same thing. What impacted them was the lens in which they were looking. They all saw the same thing. But some had on glasses that look, you know, like they looking at one thing, and Joshua and Caleb had on the faith goggles. Everybody else had on the Ray-Bans. But them brothers had on the faith goggles, so they're looking out at the same thing. They're all looking at the same thing. But they're seeing it from a different perspective. That's the reality. It is part of how we do life. We can all be looking at the same thing, just like when we all came in here and sat and talked about this space. Everybody saw it from their perspective. Some said, yes, we can do it. Some said, I don't think we can. Others said, I don't know. My posture was, let's see. Let's just see what God can do. Let's just see what God wants to do. Amen. Caleb waits on what he was promised and what he saw. And I'm talking about now confidently, consistently. Confidently consistent. He stayed consistent. My question to you, have you stayed consistent in your walk? My Lord. Have you stayed consistent in your faith? Until it produces what God said that he wanted to do? Or have you deviated, and so now what you could have gotten isn't there anymore? Or it's been delayed? Jesus. What the world needs to see right now are the people of God walking confidently, consistently, and courageously in kingdom authority. If there's any people on the planet who should be saying, it's going to be all right, it's you and I. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Now, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to be all right. Because I'm connected to a source that helps me to know it's going to be all right. And every word that comes out of your mouth and my mouth is a word of life. It's a word of faith. Even while wearing your mask, you're still blessing God. You're still praising God. You're still speaking forth the miracle of healing in the earth. That's a good time to clap. Come on, stay with me. I'm almost done. The difference between Caleb, Joshua and Caleb, and the others were perspective. Say perspective. How they viewed the situation, how you see it, what you say about it, and what is your internal conclusion about it. One of the challenges that we often have is we find ourselves in a situation, and what we want to do is we want to make uncertain things certain. So we jump to a conclusion before it's concluded. We jump to a conclusion before God is even done. When we need to learn to walk confidently, consistently, and courageously, meaning that we may have to walk through some things that are difficult. We may have to walk through some things that are painful. We may have to navigate through some things that really are different in order to arrive in the new place, the better place that God has for us. If we're not careful, we'll be in that space of wanting to make uncertain things certain. And so we just stop right here. Because when God is moving you and I out of our comfort zone, it shakes everything about us. And is causing us to, if you will, acquiesce. We tend to sometimes just pull right on back in rather than deal with the discomfort of the change in order to move into the new thing that God has for us. Our perspective is one because we don't know, can't see. We'd rather stay where we're at rather than deal with the discomfort, the uncomfortable space that we find ourselves in, particularly when we land in a space where it looks like this thing is going the opposite direction. That was the attitude of the people of God coming out of Egypt. They came to the Red Sea. Okay, now we're out here. You know, now we're really done. Only to see that God is a miracle worker. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I said, God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. Do I have any miracles in here right now? Do I have any miracles in here right now? He's a miracle worker. And just about the time it looks like the bottom is about to fall out and we're at the very end, he parts the sea. Divine intervention shows up. But we've got to be able to maintain that proper perspective in our faith as we're walking it out. The people of God came out of Egypt, but they murmured and complained every time a situation came up where it looked like it wasn't going to be good. But walking confidently, consistently, and courageously in kingdom authority, we continue to speak words of faith. Caleb's perspective is what moved him into the promise God had for him. His perspective, his attitude. What you think about the situation, what you think about what you're going through, how you feel about it. Are you the kind of person that deals with things from a positive or negative perspective? Is the glass half empty or half full? Now that sounds simple, but there is truth to that. Because you can look in your cupboard and think we're running out, we ain't got enough, or you can look at your cupboard and say we got some and more is on its way. You can look at your bank account and say, I'm about out of money. Or you can look at your bank account and say, I still got some and more is on the way. Okay, I guess y'all don't have that concern. Okay. Half empty, half full. For Caleb, it was all about staying in that place of faith. His stance, his posture, his position. Faith and not fear, victory and not defeat. See, Caleb was the guy who tried to get everybody quiet, dampen the noise, and say, we can do this. We can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. I hear help. You can do this. Heaven, you can do this. You can do this. See, we're compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight which would so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. It is now set down at the right hand of God our Father. There is a stadium. There is in heaven saints of God, and they are looking down and saying, you can do this. 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 Verse 3 of that same verse says, for consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that, say so that, come on, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. Come on, look at two or three folks, say, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. I know it's heavy, I know it's weighty, I know it's hard, I know it's challenging, I know it looks like you can't see how it's gonna happen, but you can do it. You've got to stay confident. You've got to stay consistent. And you've got to stay in that place of being courageous. Face what you need to face. Handle what you need to handle internally, externally. Handle what you need to handle. You can do it. I will not let the media dictate to me how I am to walk out my kingdom life. I will not let the rhetoric sway me one way or another. Every time I hear something, I will bring it back to the Word of God. You must bring it back to the Word of God. You must find that place of peace. You must find that place of quietness. Hear from God, and whatever He says, that's what you walk out. Keep your eyes on the big picture. Because if you forget the ultimate, you will be enslaved to the immediate. I'm going to say that again. If you forget the ultimate, you will be enslaved to the immediate. And that's where a lot of individuals often will find themselves. It is the eternal kingdom perspective that continues to recalibrate the people of God to help you and I walk in a place of confidence, being consistent and courageous. No, we don't know everything, but that's where the right attitude has to kick in. I don't always have the answers to the questions in my mind. And I don't always know for certain the end, but I know who holds the future is holding me. I have joyful expectation. I have faith to walk this journey. I have joyful expectation of good. I have joyful expectation. I have grace for my endurance. I have joyful expectation of good. Perspective, attitude, posture. Perspective, attitude, posture. As a people of faith, it is according to our faith that we must walk this out. Keep believing. Keep speaking the word. Keep speaking faith-filled words. And recognize that God isn't going to do it. He's already done it. What we are contending for is the reality of it. In time, in space, in this life, and right now. Amen. Come on, bless God.